It's Friday, and it's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Alan Minskoff is with me, and he's ending his week. It seems like it just flew by, and he's been giving us a lot of suggestions of really interesting, good listening, very diverse, all fiction, but very diverse. But you had said there was going to be a travel book, so this must be the day.
This is it. This is World Travel, which includes a lot of material from Anthony Bourdain. It is edited, and one of the readers is Lori Wollever. And it's read by her and a cast. But the narrator who does the Bourdain voice is Shep Gordon. And I have to say that he's an acquired taste. He's not a narrator. He was a friend of Bourdain's. And you get the tone of Bourdain, but it is the one piece that you have to kind of get used to. She's very professional. And the people who do, Bourdain's brother and others who do the little inserted essays about Anthony Bourdain, are really quite good. The best of those for me was Steve Albini, who is a music producer, and he talks about Chicago, and it was really fascinating. So you go really around the world. They're really snippets. These are all short pieces, and it's Bourdain from his three television programs and other writing, and she does a very good job of bookending each section with information and sometimes added pieces about Bourdain. She was his assistant, who he called his lieutenant.
So this is things that haven't been published, things that have been, and she's just bringing different disparate things together to create a whole.
Let me tell you how she talks about it. She says this was a book they planned to do based on his television travels, his writing, and even answering questions in magazines. Long before his suicide, they had planned to do this project. So it was, you know, beyond being an outline. And so she now wanted to bring it to fruition. And the way she did it, to give it a slightly different flavor, was she asked these friends of Bourdain's to add their little experiences with him and how important he was in their lives. Mm. So Bill Buford and others have little pieces in it.
And it's a travel book?
It's absolutely a travel book. It goes really all around the world. But let me mention one other thing, because this is kind of fun. What I thought was intriguing was there's a lot of opinion from Bourdain about travel. Like he goes on these little asides. Like he says, eat a big meal before you fly. He says things like, when you get to Paris, don't go into the sites that you would plan on, but relax and get into the Paris mode. And he always says, eat the nasty bits of animals. and I guess, which is... which would be an acquired taste for sure. But there's lots of opinion it takes from all over the world, from Cambodia to Croatia and many, many places in between. And there is, I should be fair to Shep Gordon, he does have a very distinct New York accent. I mean, you can't tell the difference between offal and awful. And, you know, So there's that. But once you get used to that, the fact that every idea is an idea, you do get the Bourdain point of view, which is always idiosyncratic and fascinating. And you learn a lot about Bourdain, you know, that he loved to stay in the very best hotels in the world, and yet he was the king of the dive bar. He's a fascinating character, and this brings all that out.
Well, let's hear a little bit, shall we?
Yes, and this section is in Buenos Aires, and that's all you need to know.
Okay. This is World Travel by Anthony Bourdain and Lori Wollever. It's read by a full cast, but we're going to be hearing Shep Gordon.
Buenos Aires, capital of Argentina, second largest country in South America. It's got a quirky, unique character all its own. It looks like no other place, and it feels unlike any other.
Tony visited Argentina for no reservations in 2007, and he returned 9 years later with parts unknown for a more focused look at the city in a hot and semi-deserted summertime.
It's got sort of a mournful, sad, sweet quality that I like. Fits with the architecture. January and February are the hottest months here, middle of summer, and most porteños who can afford it get out of town to cooler climes.
When he says head shrinkers, he means psychiatrists, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Just
absolutely.
Checking. And I see what I don't love him.
No, I don't.
And
either.
I think part of the problem is that we know Anthony Bourdain's voice so well.
And this is not close.
And it's not even close. And you don't want something that's going to go, it's a hard, that is just a sticky wicket, no matter how you slice it. That's a hard thing because we know his voice and you don't want somebody that's going to imitate him, but I don't like him that much. Sorry, Shep.
Although you will like her because she's very professional and she does very good work. And she's the one who gives you like the information and also gives you little insights into Bourdain himself.
Yeah, well, and Morgan Neville's documentary Roadrunner is out now, which I also recommend.
Yeah, I've heard it's quite good.
It's really good. And so for Anthony Bourdain lovers, and I think this book is for an Anthony Bourdain lover as well.
Absolutely. You'll learn a lot about him, and you'll also get his, like I said, idiosyncratic takes on these places.
Okay, that's World Travel by Anthony Bourdain and Laurie Woolever, and it's read by Laurie Woolever and a full cast. Alan, this week has gone by so quickly.
It really did fly by.
It did, but I'll talk to you next month. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publishing the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dahl is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.